Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Killeen, and it's time for the Stiefel Weekend Wall Street Wrap with portfolio manager Matt Battipaglia. Matt, we came off, we got some bruises last week. Wasn't the best of weeks.
Well, we had a positive close to the markets on Friday. However, we did finish down for the week across the board. The Dow dropped about 1.5% to close at 24,947. The S&P 500 fell about 1.25% to finish at 2,752. And finally, the Nasdaq fell about 1% for the week to close at 7,482.
And there's been this question all year since we had the correction. Are we heading up or are we heading down?
Well, again, for the year, we are still in positive territory. That's across the board. And what I think you're going to see is investors continue to look for signs that the economy is improving. There's been actions taken both in Washington and on the corporate side that would lead investors to believe that, okay, things are okay. You know, we had tax cuts passed. We've had regulations rolled back. The Senate last week just voted to roll back some of the Dodd-Frank regulations. With regards to data, that continues to come in okay for the most part. You know, we saw last week, for example, factory output was higher than expected. We saw consumer sentiment at the highest level in 14 years or so. Inflation continues to move towards that 2% target that the Fed is looking for. Consumer confidence is at all-time highs thanks to these tax cuts. Those are the things that investors are going to be looking towards going forward.
That's Stiefel Portfolio Manager Matt Battipaglia with the Wall Street Weekend Wrap. I'm Kevin Killeen, KMOX News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.